Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Then I take my 15 years of podcasting experience and give you my honest first impression. Today, I typed in good news because, you know, I thought we could all use some good news as I record this. We're in the middle of a pandemic and the Good News Podcast came up. The website is thegoodnewspodcast.fm, and their description in the Overcast app is, "The Good News Podcast is your daily reminder that not all news is bad," produced by Colleen and Neil. We're going to listen to the episode called Moon Crater Telescope right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right.
Hi, I'm Colleen, your host for the Good News Podcast.
And I'm Neil, the other host.
The Good News Podcast is your source for good news, fun stories, auditory delight, and sonic joy.
We're bringing you all of this goodness from beautiful downtown Chicago.
One, two, three, mark.
Okay, got it.
Great. They were close. They weren't. I heard you click, and I think
Seriously? We're
close. Close enough.
Colleen, this good news tickles me because it sounds like it is a plan that a supervillain would have. It sounds...
Okay, for the record, you went from having really good audio to really bad audio, and that whole 1, 2, 3 click thing, seriously?
Would have. It sounds good, but it could be entirely nefarious.
Ooh, what's nefarious mean?
Like, ill intent.
Do you say that on the reg?
Nefarious?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm not often talking about, like, supervillains, but I think anytime we talk about Elon Musk in casual conversation, it's like, he seems like he could be a movie supervillain.
When you use the word nefarious, it sounds like a polite way of saying it.
NASA has floated the possibility of installing a giant radio telescope on the moon in a crater.
Ooh, wait, let me just absorb that.
So the picture is funny because it seems kind of thrown together. The idea is to take a big honking crater. We're talking like 5 kilometers, which is 3 miles or something. Yeah. So that's a big crater on the moon. Slap a big old metal net in the middle and then place a receiver over it.
Whoa.
Kind of right in the middle.
Yeah.
So it would be like this huge, improbable engineering feat to do it on the moon. But the science behind it makes a lot of sense. They do it on the other side of the moon, the dark side, mm-hmm. if you will. Mm-hmm. There would be way less interference from the Earth. Put it on the other side, point it out the rest of the universe and see what we can get. Colleen, does that not sound like a supervillain plan? Like, oh, me? I'm just putting a giant telescope on the moon.
Yeah, I'll tell you exactly why it sounds like a supervillain plan. Because it's taking like an object that I feel like we all feel, I don't think ownership's the right word, but like we all feel like part of, and like using it
as a human community. Yeah.
Using it as some sort of tool. So I think that's why it feels supervillainy.
Well, I love these giant telescopes. There's a gigantic one that was fairly recently finished in China called the Diaphragm Global Radio Telescope, also known as FAST, F-A-S-T. I'm not sure why it's called FAST, but anytime I look at these pictures or read about them, I'm immediately transported back to the Pierce Brosnan mega hit GoldenEye.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say that.
Pierce Brosnan's first James Bond movie.
Yeah,
and probably, like, the only good one. The other ones he did were less good.
Not good. I didn't see the other one, so I don't know, but I will believe you.
And that one's called Arecibo, and that's in Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
And they're big, but when we're talking about the size of this gigantic one, they're like like a tenth of the size. So if you think about Pierce Brosnan running down that gangplank and fighting with Sean Bean, is that right?
Yeah, Mr. Bean.
I mean, I know you're messing with me, but yeah, it's definitely Sean Bean. I was right. So, Colleen, my question to you
yes.
is,
what the heck did you do to your microphone? That's going to say, yeah, this one kind of gets one of these. And so I really like the intro. The intro sounded great. And I believe it was Colleen, because Colleen even had a bizarre little echo thing going on like that. And I believe it was her that had the really squeaky chair. So it sounds like I'm nitpicking, but this could have easily been solved with a noise gate. When Colleen's not talking, mute her channel. It's really that simple. And it would have made the audio of this podcast, you know, 200% better. The story is not a bad story. I guess what I was looking for, I'll give you an example of, I heard somebody talk about good news, and that's what kind of got me on this whole thing, was there is a website made by a 17-year-old kid about the virus that has amazing stats that's updated like once a minute, and it shows maps of where things are bad and where things are good. And this kid got an offer of $8 million to put advertising on the site because a gazillion people are using this thing. Again, created by a 17-year-old kid. And he went, nah, it's all right, I'm good. And to me, that's kind of like a cool, interesting story. I guess for me, good stories are ones that make you feel good. And while I will give them credit that this was a story I didn't hear anybody else talking about, so I did appreciate the fact that it wasn't a story about a virus or people dying. So in that aspect, it made me feel good. But it wasn't one that kind of like made me go, aw. I guess that's what I was looking for. News that made me go, aw, at the end of it. Something about people doing good things for good people, maybe, or something of that nature. So all in all, not a horrible podcast. Serious audio issues that I would say, if I went right now and found another good news podcast, it would very easily, it would be very easy to say, yeah, this one's out because it sounds like there's a really angry cat in the background all the time while Colleen is talking. So that's my first impression of this. If you would like your first impression, you'd like to hear my first impression as well as get out in front of everybody else that's listening to this podcast, simply go out to podcastrodeoshow.com. Click on the big button that says $5 because that's what it is. And if you want a full review of your show, go over to podcastreviewshow.com. Just put out a new episode featuring the Code 3 Firefighters podcast, which actually you heard on this show many, many moons ago. And Scott went over and ordered a review. So check that out over at podcastreviewshow.com. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you to always enjoy your ride. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.